Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome to On the Menu Live. This is Chef Alan Zeman, the culinary artist, formerly known as the Flavor Daddy, filling in for the one and only Matt Russell, who is on sabbatical in San Diego. And hey, we got a great show planned for you today. And also, I have a room full of celebrities, attractive people sitting right here with me, and I bet you'd like to know just who they are. So, my co-host today, the one and only chef extraordinaire from Acacia Food and Cocktails, right?
Real food.
Real food. Chef Albert Hall. Albert, welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
Hey, well, hey, before we get into it, here's what we're going to talk about today, folks. Albert was a judge. I was a judge. Oh, let me make a correction. I was the lead judge at the Nugget Rib Cook-Off last weekend, Labor Day weekend, in Sparks, Nevada. And also Matt Russell was. We had a few stories to tell about him and about the Rib Cook-Off. But also, if you saw Sunday's paper, there was a great write-up about the food in schools. And I think following both of the presidential conventions and all that mumbo-jumbo, we're going to talk about what's really being done in the Tucson Unified School District. We have the dietitian extraordinaire from the Tucson Unified School District, Lindsay Aguiar, is going to be with us. And then on the second half of the show, we're going to go out, what would that be, southeast?
Southeast.
We'll go to Vail, right? Where's that? That's like up in the Rocky Mountains in Colorado?
Yeah, east.
No. Yeah, that's East Tucson. We're going to talk about hot rods, Old Vail. New place. If you haven't seen it, you can see it. Really, I think you can see it from downtown.
I think you'll be able to hear it from downtown.
Yeah, huge. A lot of things going on out there. You want to hear all about new restaurant, new car facility, new event facility. Just had their grand opening just a few weeks ago. So we got Steve McBrayer with us here to talk about that. So are we ready to talk about ribs? I got an expert. Before we go to Albert, he's our resident expert today. But first, I want you to hear from another expert.
Brothers of the Broiler, the annual barbecue competition is on again in Sparks, Nevada. Alan Zeman, one of the veteran judges, says this is the rule. He says the ideal barbecued rib allows the meat to fall off the bone as you eat it, but not when you pick it up.
All right. I love that. You know, that to me, that gives me some self-worth for living, to just hear Paul Harvey say that. You can almost do a show just during the pause. But anyway, Albert, you were a judge.
Wow.
Tell us your impression, and then we'll go over, I'll go over some of the facts, and then I'll turn it over to you, and you can go over some of them.
Well, I've never seen anything like this. This is my second year judging alongside my contemporaries up in Sparks, Nevada. We just have a blast. I mean, I love barbecue, and I still love barbecue, even after seeing 283,000 pounds of barbecue ribs cooked over the weekend.
Yeah, that's what they said. It's like 120 tons or something. So, yeah, 250 pounds of ribs. Some of those rib cookers, like I remember the story from Bone Daddy, was he cooked 5,000 pounds in one day. And Labor Day weekend, folks, is Friday through Monday, right?
Yep.
No. Not at the rib cook-off.
Oh, no,
it's Wednesday through Monday.
Right.
6 days of rib cooking.
Six-day event.
So the winners this year, I mean, it was a big surprise. The Chicago Barbecue won. They've been in it since the beginning for 24 years and never placed. And then for the first time, do you remember who was second?
Sweet Baby Ray's.
You got it. Also kind of a company that's become more national, but's got their base in Chicago as well.
We talked about this, and the way that they do the competition is phenomenal. It's a double-blind tasting.
What does that mean? They put two blindfolds on all the judges, or what?
They do it. They actually judge 24 cookers in three flights. Now, they divide them into twos. Okay, one group will judge 12. The second group will judge the next 12. Then they'll narrow it down to the best 10. And then the third flight of judges will take the top 10 and decide which one's the best.
Right. Now, you last year were in one of the initial flights, right?
I had no clue what I was doing. I was eating barbecue as fast as I could because I thought that, I thought they were going to ask me to leave.
Yeah, they judge them on taste and texture and then an appearance with what it's 40-point scale with the emphasis half the points being on taste, 10 on the texture, and 10 mm-hmm. on the way they look. But it's what I always say to people is if you just had one of those ribs, you'd say, wow, those are good. But what would you say when you taste them all side by side, Albert?
Well, you know, there's a difference in style. There's a difference in taste, texture. And there's, I mean, you put them side by side. And yeah, using the criteria to judge, they stand apart. They stand apart.
You can definitely pick out.
And what I noticed doing the top 10 was that there seemed to be a pretty good spread between number 2 and number 3, but number 2 and number 1 were pretty darn close.
Yeah, really close. Like, see, I have the notoriety of being the head judge. I think by default it also means that as a judge, my days are numbered.
Plus the tiebreaker, right?
But you don't, as a judge, yeah, you don't get to taste the ribs till the judging is till the judging starts for the judges.
Right.
So you can't eat any ribs in the preliminary. And my duty as the lead judge is to settle any ties. And actually, we had the most ties this year than we ever did. We had a tie for ribs. We had a tie for sauce in the preliminary round. And then in the final round, two of the ribs that placed, we had a tie for right. both their sauce and the ribs themselves. So that was pretty wild.
That's when Big Daddy had to step in.
That's when I had to step in and eat some ribs. But I have on a footnote, folks, for those of you that listened to On the Menu Live here on KNST AM 790 and 97.1 FM. When the ribs got tied, I had to go do the tiebreaker and figure out which one was better. So they were there from the local television station to do an interview. So, hey, man, my time to get a little air time, you know. So I go to break the tie, and I come back in, and there's Matt Russell doing the interview with his arms flailing away and everything else. What's up with that?
That's Matt, though.
That's Matt, yeah. So show him a microphone, and away he goes. Yeah, it's kind of like silent in here, isn't it, without him? Well, maybe not. That gets a... That's my favorite part of the show right there. All right, so anyway, the first three winners, and really they compete for $7,500 in prize money for first place. I think it's about $10,000 or $12,000 overall. But second place winner was Sweet Baby Ray's, and it was great. His description is, the owner, Raymond, says, he describes his barbecue as mouthwatering, lip-smacking, bone-sucking, finger-licking good.
I'd say
it's
probably pretty close.
And we also judged the sauces, right? So in some of those overlapped and some of them didn't. And then behind him was Famous Dave's, Porky and Beans out of Florida, and the Checkered Pig out of Virginia. So they pretty much had the whole country covered. And the People's Choice Award went to Back 40. They're from Texas, and they were the big winners last year. So you go.
Now, did you mention the sauce?
No, that's the last
okay,
one.
That's okay.
Do you know who won the sauce?
I do.
You got it memorized,
man. I do. Well,
you're good.
I picked all the winners.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I was really pleased.
And
really pleased.
Best sauce went to
Famous Dave's.
You got it. You know, Famous Dave's has done really well in the competition over the years.
They have, and you know,
to the point where they were starting to get mad at him and thought that, you know, like, what's the matter? You know, is there something wrong with the judging? And we all got together and said, no. It tells me is. He's got the best rib, and he's got the best sauce.
Well, they follow the criteria. And when you think about Famous Dave's, and I mean they're all over the country, they've got that sauce down.
Oh, yeah.
It's a science.
Yeah.
And it's really well balanced. I mean, it was the best sauce.
And theirs had, you know, actually, I believe, and I'm not sure, but I believe theirs was one of the sauces that tied. The way I looked at it, the tastes were really good. But when you looked at it, you know, just kind of the clarity and the glaze and the viscosity and the aroma, just put it over the top.
Yeah.
All right. So we've kicked the ribs around. Folks, you got to go every Labor Day. All you got to do is go on the website to nuggetribcookoff.com. Check it out. Make your reservations.
Well, you know who's putting ribs back on their menu, don't you?
You.
That's right.
Really? When?
Acacia Real Ribs and Cocktails.
Hey, before we start, I'm going to let you talk about that right now. But, folks, we're going to do it a little different today. Maybe we take a few calls. You know, Matt likes to talk all the time and not let you participate. But here, we've got so much talent here in the room. You got any questions about barbecue or for Chef Albert Hall here, give us a call at 880-KNST. That's 880 5678. Chef, tell us a little bit about what you got going on at Acacia.
You know, we've got all our fall menus start in early October, so we're doing our tastings and testings and costings and putting our new menu together for fall. Mm. But we're definitely going to put our ribs back on the bar menu. We're really excited about that.
It's a St. Louis cut. What cut do you like to use?
I like the St. Louis
cut.
It's meatier.
Yeah.
It's meatier.
Squared off meat.
Yep.
Every rib almost exactly the same size.
You're getting your money's worth out of that one. We like that. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. Summer is almost over. Keep your fingers crossed.
And the restaurant business, folks, restaurateurs don't like the summer. Except for this guy we're going to hear from out at Hot Rods. You should open every summer, Albert.
Well, you have to open a new restaurant every summer.
Yeah, you got that there.
I've been accused of that before, too. But we've got some great stuff going on. We've got a first ever beer dinner coming up on the 19th, which will be fun, featuring Dragoon Brewing.
Oh, cool.
From Tucson. You know, maybe later we'll give away a couple beer dinners.
Now you're talking. Hey, folks, we're going to take a quick break from On the Menu Live. Don't go away. We're going to be back, and we're going to talk about school days, back-to-school food with Lindsay at Tucson Unified School District. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Guy has the big bite. He has the dainty bite. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live, Chef Z-Man and Chef Albert Hall sitting in for the one and only Matt Russell, who is on San Diego sabbatical, we call it. It's kind of a more often than not type occurrence. But anyway, we're talking to Chef Albert from Acacia. If you got any questions for him, call him in at 880-5678. Albert, where were you? We're telling about a beer dinner, right?
Well, we're having a beer dinner. It's the first ever that we've done at Acacia, featuring Dragoon Brewing, local brewing company. Looking forward to that. It's on Wednesday the 19th. It's $40 per person. It's a four-course beer tasting and paired dinner.
Right on. You can have ribs on the menu, man?
No ribs. But I'm in a sausage-making mood. Let's just put it that way. We've got some other stuff going on, too, at Acacia. Cooking classes. I've got this series of cooking classes that I typically do over the fall months. So I've got one coming up in, it's a week from today.
Cool.
The 15th.
So you're doing them on Saturday? What are you doing in the morning or in the afternoon?
We do them from 11 to 2. And I usually have a guest chef with me. And this first one, Joseph Blair, ex-NBA great,
yeah,
is going to be cooking with me.
I saw him on the golf course not too long ago.
Has he got a nice swing?
Yeah, he might be a better chef than a golfer. You'll have to let me know.
Really? Really? Well, he's going to be helping me out, and we're going to do some Mediterranean cuisine.
Neat.
And let's see, what else do we have going on? Flavors of Tucson is on the 22nd.
Now, where's that at?
That's at Lowe's, Ventana Canyon.
Cool.
That the proceeds go to the Liver Foundation.
Right.
Yeah, if you need some
information. Oh, that's a great event where you do the whole table and hook it all up and everything else. Cool.
You can buy the whole table. You can get more information at goliverfoundation.org.
Good deal.
If you're interested in going to that.
Now, if they're interested in any of the events at Acacia, Real Food and Cocktails, who do they call?
You got to go to our website.
Oh, really? You don't take any calls anymore?
AcaciaTucson.com.
Hey, this is Tucson, baby. There's a lot of people out there without a computer.
Okay. You can call us, 232-0101. But if you want the whole straight scoop on it, go to the website. There's pictures. Yeah, it's great.
Hey, you've gotten away from the rock and roll on your cell phone for the, you know, the music that fills in. What's up with that?
I changed to...
Now it's like Sanford and Son and 60, My Three Sons and
60
stuff
sitcoms.
Like that. Cool.
Everybody loves 60s sitcoms.
All right. Hey, we got a quick question for you, Tony, and then we got to go to our distinguished guest. Tony, you are live on the Menu Live with Chef Albert Hall.
What's up, Chef Albert Hall? Tony Frank here, dude.
Tony, how are you?
Hey, man, I just stumbled across you on the radio right now because I just bought a new truck and I was checking out my radio, and they said, hey, Chef Albert Hall on the radio. I just wanted to say, Chef Albert Hall is the man. His food is the best. He's a stand-up cat. He always takes care of his people.
And I played jazz for him for several years, and I hope that that we get to come back with our new organization, the Jazz Guild of Tucson.
Tony, this is what we call a shill, okay?
This is good, Tony. This is good.
But, hey, Tony, you got to listen to the rest of the show because on the second half of the show, we got a place to take your truck, okay, if you just bought a new truck.
Now, you know Tony plays the best air trumpet of anybody I've ever heard.
Is that right?
Yep.
Air trumpet? What kind of trumpet is it?
I call it the faux bone because it sounds like a trombone, but it's just me in my mouth. You know, it's just my esophagus, basically.
On that note, let's drop that Tony, man. Hey, Tony, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Thanks,
stay tuned.
Tony.
You might win
something later,
okay?
Keep up the good work, man, and I'll come in and have some of that egg Florentine one of these Sundays.
Thank you, my brother.
All right. Good luck.
Take care.
All right, Tony, buying a truck. All right, well, let's move on to our lovely guest we have here live in the studio, okay? We're going to talk. Now we're going to move from the beer dinner, from the rib, from the gourmet cuisine, from Tony to shill to we're going to talk a little bit about the food at Tucson Unified School District. Great article last week talking about the Hunger-Free Kids Act, okay, which has been, you know, introduced but really by First Lady over the last two years, so I'd like to welcome the lovely Lindsay Aguiar. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So tell us what's going on. What are you doing different with the schools? What are the goals?
We have lots of things going on. The last two school years, we've kind of been in transition to what's now current legislation that was passed with the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act. We've been working on introducing whole grains, which we have implemented over the last three school years, and we are now full-blown. All of our fantastic items are made with whole grains. The kids are responding very well to them. We've also transitioned last year to our side items are now all fruits and vegetables, which is part of the new legislation as well. So we've got fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, lots of new exciting things that kids have never tried before. So it's been a exciting year to see some of the changes and the kids getting excited about healthier options.
So one thing I thought was interesting in the story was kale chips, you know,
yes.
Probably one of my favorites. Nah.
That's right.
Have you ever had a kale chip?
I haven't, but I think I might want to go back to school.
There you go. You can come have lunch anytime. Check them out. Yes, they are actually kind of a trendy item that have been showing up in lots of cooking magazines and things.
It's
last
a superfood.
Yes, it is. Great source of calcium, dark green. We are faced with the challenge to have a certain amount of dark green vegetables, on the menu now. So we have, last year, we introduced kale crisps, and like anything else, particular vegetables, it takes some time to get the kids accustomed to it, but the concept, they like the idea of kind of a crunchy cracker that's made out of a vegetable. We do them in our cooking classes, and the kids are a lot more apt to try them when they're actually making them, so that's kind of exciting to see.
We should come up with another name for them. You should have a contest.
Right.
To see if you can come up with a name that the kids will love.
We'll have to work on that. Crispy and green.
Mm.
I don't know. Anyway, I've got a little quiz for you all here, okay? Milk money. Do you remember when I was a kid, milk money was a big deal, okay?
Well, yeah.
Now, what I want to do, I'm not going to tell you how much milk cost when I was a kid, how much milk money was. We'll do it last, okay, to see how the prices have escalated, even in the schools over the years. So let's start. How much was milk money? You know, Lindsay is a young lady here, probably in her late 20s, you know. How much was milk money when you were, like, in grammar school?
I believe it was about 20, maybe 25 at the most.
What did you have? See, like, when I was a kid, there was just regular milk and chocolate. There was no skim, low fat, 2%, you know. What was it for you?
I don't know particular. I don't think I paid attention to the fat content. But
you were already off the milk,
yeah.
Huh?
Regular and chocolate were
Albert, how about you?
Well, I was pretty sure it was cow's milk when I was a kid. But I remember in elementary school, half pint of whole milk.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. A nickel.
A nickel?
Wow.
A nickel. Wow. See,
I'm sure it was
you're
subsidized.
Showing your age.
I'm sure
but
it was
I think,
subsidized because I lived in California.
I think when I was a kid, it was a big deal. It was regular milk or chocolate milk.
We didn't get that.
2 cents for a pint. No, they were half pints. They were half pints. And 3 pennies. 3 pennies for the chocolate.
It was before.
You were really splurging when you went for the chocolate.
Before money was invented.
That was the same price of a stamp. Could get milk or a stamp, man. No, it was 4 cents actually for a stamp. But let's not go there anymore. You know, one of the things I thought was interesting about the whole Hunger Free Kids Act is, for you guys, this has to really be the goal of it, that when the chefs moved to school and everything came out, it was, oh no, another unfunded mandate, right? Which schools don't like, any school, because in education that's been the big gripe, because, yeah, it's great to have all these visions and wanting to do everything about it, but if there's no funding or no way to get there. Hey, wow, that sounds like what they were saying at the convention. Oh, I won't say which one. but with this one now, you are actually, if you meet all the standards of serve more fruits and vegetables, serve more whole grains, more fat-free and low-fat milk, limit calories based on the age of children. I thought that was interesting, too. I'd like to hear from you as a dietitian on that one. And also saturated fats, that you can get up to 6 cents more per meal, right? And that's really kind of what it's all about, probably.
Correct. It's part of the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act is just that they are offering 6 cents per reimbursable meal if you're in meet all the requirements that are now set forth, which again, we've been doing now for quite some time. So now it's nice that this is on board to kind of draw attention to this, because of course, for us, it wasn't about just getting 6 cents from the government. Of course, the health of the kids are always our priority. So we were doing a lot of these things already, but it's nice, definitely, because our food costs, with going to whole grains, fresh fruits and vegetables, that all costs more as far as our food budget. So it is going to be helpful. It's not going to cover everything, but it's definitely going to be helpful. And we're in the process of going through the process with the state to...
Because going healthy really has raised the per cover charge about 20-30% based on breakfast and lunch, right?
Yes, and those
for 20 or 30 cents, not percent.
Yeah, for food costs, we only raise our meal prices. I think they went up 10 cents this school year. So the food cost itself went 40 cents increase at breakfast because of the volume of fruit that we now have to incorporate into breakfast, and at lunch it went up 20 cents.
I need to just break in here, because I think that. The public doesn't really know, and when we're dealing with huge numbers like we are with the TUSD enrollment, wholesale food prices have been going up for the last 3 years and have taken some major advances. Now, unfortunately, it's real tough for the restaurateur to just raise their prices every time wholesale food prices go up.
And especially again, in Tucson.
Again, you know, when you're dealing with a TUSD, for example, you can't raise your prices. I mean, you can't.
Absolutely.
Right. But think about it. 6 cents times 40,000 meals per day.
Correct.
Times, what, 300 or 200 and some days in a year. Roger, you could do the math on that real quick. No, I'm just kidding. It's a bunch of dough, you know, is what it kind of boils down to.
No, absolutely. It's definitely a huge help, and it's nice to have that finally come our way,
because right,
and especially for a lot of smaller districts too, it's going to be a huge help to them, because as a large district we are fortunate, you know, to get a little bit better advantage on pricing because of our volume. So for the National School Lunch Program, for small districts operating it, it's definitely helpful to them, because they're, you know, we're suffering prices with, like he was saying, but smaller districts it's even worse. So
how does it vary? Like, I thought it was interesting about that limiting calories based on the age of children. Doesn't it kind of depend on how hyperactive they are, how many calories they should have, or how does it relate to age?
The new meal pattern is structured for calorie requirements for kindergarten through fifth grade, 6 through 8. There is an overlap for the K-8 and then 9 through 12. So it's based on grade levels, and it's an average. Again, the Institute of Medicine was charged with coming up with science-based research for the new meal pattern and the specific calorie requirements and other nutrients. So there's a range, which is nice, because, of course, things vary. So it's an average over the week. So, again, it is grade level specific.
So, but I mean, like, if I was to go through the line, they wouldn't, like, refuse to serve me or anything, would they? Based on my physical appearance.
It is not an all-you-can-eat buffet, I don't believe.
No,
they might just say, Sonny, here's a bowl of kale crisps, end of the line. And you definitely get the non-fat milk. And what is offered in milk? You probably can't even get whole milk. I bet it's non-fat and 2%.
Yeah, actually, whole milk and 2%.
Oh, you can get whole milk?
No, they are both no longer as part of the meal program.
So it's skim and 1%?
Skim milk and 1%, yep.
What is up with that?
Well, is there any junk at all? Can you get...
Can you get like a slab of butter or anything for your roll?
No, we don't use any butter.
See, that used to be one of, I remember in school, you get the two rolls and, you know, the two slabs of butter and away you go.
What if you're addicted to sodas? Any chance you could get one on campus?
No.
Those are off limits too, man. But see, I think a lot of it has to do with the move part out of it. You know, like the overweight and the obesity in our kids is there is no PE, there's no running around or anything else. You know, it's just video games and sitting around. Anyway.
The school environment is definitely changing. We need to.
If anybody wants more information about what's going on, how do they get a hold of you, Lindsay?
You can go on to our food services website and contact me via email.
All
right. TUSD.org.
Okay, TUSD.org. Lindsay, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Hey, we got to take a break. Appreciate Stay it. Tuned after the news. We're going to be back. We're going to talk about Hot Rods Old Vale. We're going to kind of peel out with Steve McBrayer. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. That's just how Matt does it. Hey, Chef Alan Zeman here filling in for Matt Russell. I also have, as a co-host, the distinguished chef, Chef Albert Hall, from Acacia Real Food and Cocktails. And you're listening On the Menu Live right here on KNSD AM 790 and 97.1. Now, we're going to get to really the hot rod part of the show. Brand new restaurant, brand new, well, it's really more than a restaurant. I mean, this is like a happening facility, man.
Yeah, it's a... paint shop. It's a mechanics shop. It's a truck stop. It's a.
Have you heard?
It's
about
a restaurant.
It? Like,
it's,
see, I've been traveling a lot, and I drove back from. I think I was in Greenville, and I drove back, and I see this. It was like the towering beacon on the hill. I go, what is that?
People
I got to check
it's
that out.
High school.
It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it does look like high school. Anyway, we got him live in studio. We got the general manager of Hot Rods Old Vale. Restaurant, event center, etc. Steve McBrayer, welcome to the program, baby.
Hey, Alan. How's Albert doing over there?
I'm doing good. I'm perusing the menu here. Pretty interesting.
Now, give us kind of the outline, because you guys just opened in July. And also, folks, a little caveat here. You want to stay tuned because Steve's going to give away a dinner for two. So you don't want to go away. Anyway. Give us kind of the background, how it all got started, what the plans are, and what you got going on out there.
Well, the whole concept is about 5 years into making. We have local owners and stuff, and what it came out of is you go to Lube Pit or any of these places to get your oil changed, and you end up, for your 15-minute oil change, you end up being there for 4 hours. And
the coffee is horrible, I got to tell you.
Stale coffee, you sit in a cracked vinyl chair and... you read about a car you've already bought and sold three times in the old magazines and stuff. So the owners came up with this concept, hey, if we're going to go get our oil changed, let's make it an event. Let's go have a good time. Let's have things happening. And that's what it is. We've got the restaurant. We've got a glass wall in the middle of the building. You look through the wall and you see them working on cars, doing everything from oil changing to doing complete restorations, frame-up restorations of cars.
Yeah, like picture, like, you know, the big thing in restaurants now is to have, you know, the cooking live so you can look right into the kitchen, see what's going on. And that's kind of your whole concept is that you can see custom auto work being done, painting, I mean, the whole, but it's upscale stuff, right? I mean, it's done where you could almost eat off the floor.
Right, exactly. It's a clean shop. We have a sterile engine room. You're building race engines in there. We have a full paint booth. We have a strip booth. We have a welding shop. There will be other buildings. We'll be breaking ground pretty soon here for the general maintenance building. We've actually booked about 5 semi conversions, so the owner's looking at building a building that we can handle semis with the lifts and everything.
You're going to have biscuits and gravy on the menu then, and a chicken fried steak, baby.
Well, come on out for breakfast. We do breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays. We got family groups coming in, bike groups coming in, car clubs coming in. It's their first stop and their last stop at the beginning of the day.
Now, Steve was telling me about that, the car clubs, and I had no idea that all this stuff goes on a regular basis, the rallies and everything else from all different genres, really, of automobiles, right?
Well, believe it or not, in Tucson, there's over 37,000 car club members. There's over 25,000 bike club members.
Wow.
So we do a bike night every first and third Thursday of the month. We've had 400 or 500 bikes out there just getting started and hoping for more, and we've got vendors out there for them, but families are still welcome. You know, don't be intimidated by the motorcycles or anything. You know, some of these guys, believe it or not, they look pretty rough and stuff, but they're doing great charity work. They're on runs for kids and all kinds of causes and stuff, and they're just out there having a good time too, so come on in.
The website is?
HotRodsOldVale.com.
Now, to get out there, you can go out houting. What's the best way to get out there?
You know, we're getting people from about half our business is from Marana, from Green Valley, from Oro Valley. Jump on I-10, get off at the Houghton exit.
And you can't miss it. Just look, right?
Yeah, we've got the big the building. Ashley is supposed to envision a oil filter, an air filter. There's neon all over the place. We've got 22 acres. For the rest of the buildings. We're going to have a hotel out there. It's a big complex.
Yeah, a lot of things going on out there. We're talking with Steve McBrayer from Hot Rods Old Vale, along with the one and only Chef Albert Hall. Albert's been kind of eyeballing the menu. What do you think, Chef?
Wow.
Where would you go? I love some of the menu titles there, man.
It's a really comprehensive menu. And I don't know how many items there are here, but it covers just about everything. And I mean, it's kind of fun the way they have it laid out. The starting line are the appetizers, and it's everything from chicken strips and pretzel bites to nachos and potato skins. And then you go on to the salad section, which is the body shop, and they've got a half a dozen really nice salads here. The lube pit, where they've got chili and soup and that kind of thing onto the paint booth.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You know, at my age, thinking about the lube pit.
The lube pit
reminds me of eating too many ribs.
You may want to go over to the lube pit now.
I like the vital fluids, though, but I thought that was kind of I was disappointed when I looked at the vital fluids.
Well, you know,
I thought I was going to be looking at the libations list there.
Well, we do have two big bars. We have the toolbox bar, and then we have the top fuel bar upstairs, where it's actually 21 and above upstairs. So you want to go up and have a nice cocktail. We have a full bar, full beer list, full wine list, and all kinds of stuff happening.
And you're going to be able to do parties and stuff too, right? I know I'm going to the game after this. I'm going to the tailgate party. Latitude Catering won the barbecue contest. And what did they do? They went out to Hot Rods Old Vale to celebrate, right? So you can do parties of how many?
We can do parties. Well, we can do concerts for 15,000.
Wow.
Maybe you and I sing, Albert. You think we could try?
But, yeah, we can do parties. We've got walk-in tables on the weekends, these car clubs just driving around. We had a walk-in breakfast this morning for 30 guys just walked in. They were out cruising their hot rods around, and there they came. But we can do anything from lunch for 12 up to you name it. We can seat 535 in the restaurant.
Is there live music?
Yes, we have live music. We have bands.
Oh yeah, and he's got the air curtains. He's got all kinds of stuff.
We do karaoke on Wednesdays. So
you have a doo-wop night.
We're working on that right now.
All right.
So
you're gonna do
good.
The karaoke? What? Sha-na-na? What are you gonna do?
Oh yeah, man? Yeah,
yeah. Come on out.
I'm more of a Paradise by the Dashboard Lights meatloaf.
You're
meatloaf
guy.
That's what I like to do. Karaoke. Anyway, we're talking with Chef Albert Hall and Steve McBrayer. He's running the show out there at Hot Rods Old Vale. Hey, and in just a minute here, we're going to give away a little dinner for two, so you want to stay tuned. And, you know, Steve, tell us about kind of the opening. Let's kind of lead up to that, because I know that, you know, that there was a real rush to get open. You didn't know what to expect. And, you know, without giving anything away, of course, tell us a little bit about that and how it all came together.
Well, I came into the restaurant kind of late in the game. I run the kitchen part of it. Matt is the general manager, and then we have our local owners who like to stay kind of behind the scenes, but he's always there, he and his wife. They're always, you know, they put everything they had into this, and they're fully supportive of everything we're doing out there. But he's out there working on cars, working on the restaurant, working on, you know, we need something done, he's there. But anyway, grand opening, which isn't our official grand opening yet. We're still waiting for that. But first night was Wednesday night. We had all the car clubs, bike clubs invited and stuff, and a humongous number showed up. Houghton was backed up about 3 miles. They actually closed the exit at I-10 in Houghton. Because
you had to contract the helicopter to get in, man, and have somebody clear an area.
We did have the DPS helicopter flying over, and they did actually did a count of what they, I guess they have an infrared body image thing that they can tell how many people were there. And so,
wow.
Actually, we're going to do a little guess how many people they tracked for the first night, and we'll give them
all right, gift so that's going to be our question. And the gift certificate is for dinner for two, right?
Right, out at the restaurant.
Okay, so the number is 880-KNST. That's 880-5678. Even I can remember that, folks. And go ahead, run the question by him one more time.
Okay, according to the DPS helicopter survey, how many showed up for our opening on July 11th?
All right, you got it. Call us, 880-5678, and don't go away. We'll be back with more with Steve McBrayer from Hot Rods.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Chef Zeman here, filling in for the one and only Matt Russell. I'm here with my co-host, Chef Albert Hall, and we're talking about Hot Rods Old Vale with Steve McBrayer. So we got the question on the table. Ask it one more time, Steve, and then we'll go to the phones.
Again, according to the DPS helicopter survey, how many showed up for our opening on Wednesday, July 11th?
All right. How many were there for the opening? Remember, it's Tucson, Arizona. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, you're live on the menu live.
Hi.
What's going on?
Just driving down the road.
Oh, it sounded like you were in the shop out there at Hot Rods Old Vale, doesn't it? I thought I heard the compressed air gun in the background. Have you been out there yet?
No, I haven't. This is the first I've heard of it.
Okay. Well, what's your guess?
2,500.
2,500? That's an awful lot, Kathy.
Well, you know, it's a good place.
Steve, what do you think?
A little low.
Yeah, actually, Kathy, that's way low.
Way low. Okay.
All right. Now, are you going the speed limit right now?
Excuse me?
Are you going the speed limit right now?
Actually, yes, I am. I'm going through a little town.
Are you using your hands-free device?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Kathy, thanks for playing on the menu live.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. Okay. That Bye-bye. Frees up a line at 880-5678. Let's go to William. William, you're live on the menu live.
Well, good morning this afternoon. Actually, my name is Nathalia Williams, and I just wanted to give you a guess of who I saw when I passed by that evening. I couldn't imagine how many people were out there. But anyway, I guess 4,200.
4,200. The first guess was 2,500. You've really upped the ante. Steve?
We got to keep upping it quite a bit. Here's a little hint. Houghton was covered with cars from both sides all the way to I-10, and they actually closed the I-10 exit because of the backup.
You know, I look over at Albert now. It's Michaela, did you say?
Nathalia.
Mathalia.
Uh-huh,
did
Nathalia.
I get that right? Usually it takes me three or four
Nathalia.
Times.
Yeah.
We went out there a few days later to see what in the world was going on out there. Haven't had a chance to eat yet, but plan on doing it. It's a very nice place. I went in and toured the whole area.
Oh, look at Mathalia is all over it. All right, well, we'll be looking for you out there. You know, Mathalia, you're giving Albert ideas now with all the lineup and the crowd. I think he's going to run out there and put signs, say, tired of the wait, head on over to the other side of town.
Exactly.
All right, Mathalia, thanks for playing On the Menu Live. Okay, that frees up a line, 880-5678. Let's go to Fred. You're live on the Menu Live with Steve McBrayer from Hot Rods Old Vale.
How's it going, guys?
Pretty good, man. What do you think? Now, have you been paying attention?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what do you got? We're gonna, if you get one in 100, if you get one in 100, we're going to give it to you.
Okay. 10,300.
That's good. That's a good guess.
That's an excellent guess. But, Steve?
That one went a little high.
You're just a little high. Do you live over in that side of town?
Actually, I do, yeah, 22nd Cold. I haven't been there yet, but I work at a motorcycle shop, so everybody's been talking about it.
Oh, right on. Look at that, see? All right. Yeah, it's, you know, it's
come
going
on out for our next bike night. We'll see you there.
Yeah, when did you say those were again?
They're the first and third Thursday of the month.
Okay, cool.
But now, bike night, can you come out with your 10-speed or your mountain bike on that, or
you
no?
You can come out with any. You know, our whole deal is we welcome everybody. You know, basically, we're themed on anything that has a motor in it, we'll take you. So you got that motorized skateboard, you can make it out there. Come on out and see us. But, you know, we're a family-friendly place. We're a bike-friendly place. We're a hot rod-friendly place. We want to see y'all. Come on out and have fun.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for playing, man. So he was a little too high. Freeze up a line, 880-5678. Let's go to, what an excellent name.
Alan,
you're live on the menu live.
Well, I'm ashamed to say 10,000.
Why are you ashamed to say 10,000?
Well, because the other fellow said 10,300, but I had already told the lady it was 10,000 when I called in.
Oh, okay.
So it sounds like I'm taking advantage of the last caller.
You're getting real close. You're still a little high, but you're getting into the area right there.
It's one of my favorite answers. The wrong one.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for playing. Freeze up a line, 880-5678. You want to bring on the next caller? You
George. Got George, you there?
Hello.
Hello. Is this George?
Yes, this is George.
Well, what's your guess, George?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty darn good.
My guess is 9,500.
They're zoning in on it, Steve.
Still a little high, but we're getting, like Alan said, we're zoning in on it.
Have you seen it? Have you been out there yet?
No, George? I haven't. I sure haven't.
Have you heard about it though?
I just did now.
Right on, baby. Okay, well, George.
Hey. Always something going on out there. Come on out and see us.
What's one of the other nights?
Thanks, George.
What's one of the other nights besides bike nights you got going on out there?
We do a tuner night, which is all the guys with the late model imports that they tune them up, and sometimes they're annoying on the road for you, but they come and they're in our parking lot, and you can see all the tech.
Are these those drifters?
Yeah, all the tech things they do to those cars.
That sounds like you, Albert, a tuner, man.
Yeah, but
Chef tuner.
I don't mean to do that stuff.
Okay, just freeze up a line, 880-5678. Let's go to Tommy. You're live on the menu live.
Tommy.
What's up with Tommy, man? You know, he couldn't figure it out, I guess. All right, let's go to Joaquin. Actually, I was hoping we'd get to Joaquin. You're live on the menu live with Steve McBrayer. What do you got, man?
Good day, sir. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Pretty adequate. Hey, my guess, I was in the showers and I didn't know what the question was, but the screener told me what it was. I'm going to say 7,800.
Ooh, we're getting close. You know, I think we should let them have it if they get within 500 because we're kind of running out of time. And you're not quite there, Joaquin. He's a little low, right?
A little low now.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. What did you say again?
Adequate.
When I asked you how you were doing?
Pretty adequate. Thank you.
That is awesome. Now, where does that come from? Is that that's coolness, isn't it?
Well, no, that's language when you talk underwater.
Okay, Joaquin.
Okay,
Come out to our boat night. We actually have a boat night.
There you go, Joaquin.
Man, I wish I would have kept my hot rod. I had a 68 Raleigh Sport, and oh, my goodness, I'm sorry I ever sold that thing.
That's a hot rod.
Well, come out and see some other ones.
I will.
Maybe there's a lot for sale out there, guys.
I know exactly where you guys at because I had a girlfriend that caters to out over there, so I'll be showing up.
And, Joaquin, if you come out for boat night, I'm going to push you over the edge into the water, okay? And then you know how I'll feel?
How's that?
Adequate. Feel adequate, baby. All right, Joaquin, thanks for playing. Freeze up a line at 880-5678. Let's go to
Ruth.
You're live on the menu live with Steve McBrayer.
First, I want to say that my phone is dying, but I want to guess 9,700.
9,700. Let me do the math. Still a little high, right? What was I forgot the last guess. Do you remember?
7,800.
$7,800.
He was real close.
Yeah, and he was real close. You now you're just a little high, even with the 500 plus or minus. But hey, Ruth, you know what? You can go in and pay full price. It's no problem.
Oh, great! Because my phone's dying. Let me give you my phone number.
Well, let's do. You know, I take all the ladies' phone numbers, but after we go off the air, Ruth. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And because you know why? Because I am adequate.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for playing, Ruth. Freeze up the line at 880-5678. Let's go to
Jane.
Hi there.
Jane. You're live on the menu live with Steve McBrayer. What do you got for us?
I got 9,000.
Oh, you're so close.
Oh, man, you she just missed, didn't she?
Yeah. Is she within the
No, she's just you just missed by so much. Have you seen it? Have you heard about it?
Okay.
All right, thanks for playing. Freeze up the line. 880-5678. Let's go to
Mr. Johnny.
Johnny! You're live on the menu live with Steve McBrayer.
Hey, hi, good afternoon.
Now, if you've been paying attention, you should be all over this. Like, what would you say?
Like
a mechanic on a engine block or bulldog on a pork chop for you?
Rubber on hot pavement?
There we go. What do you got,
cool.
Johnny?
I'm guessing 8,400.
Oh, you're the winner.
You nailed it right on the money, baby.
You got it, Mr. Johnny.
I 42, but we'll give it to you.
I'd work them for dinner for four if I were you. But
now,
anyway.
Now, think about it for a second. That's a lot of people.
That is.
Yeah, that's a big venue.
When you think about it, that's more people than go to the Centurion party, you know? Like almost twice as many. All right, well Johnny.
Listen up, I got a 49 Merc I want to take down there.
We'll bring it down.
My own hot rod.
We'll bring it down. We got Hot Rodders Night. Go to our website. We've got Rodders Night. We got Dyno Night. We've got a dyno that you can bring out and test the engine on it. We'll hook you up to the computer. We've got, like I said, Tuners Night. We got Bike Night.
Tuners Night? What's that one all about? Hey, Johnny, how you feeling, man?
Oh, excited. I've been wanting to head down there. I want to go check it out.
Is that 49 Merc running?
All right, well, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Drive it down.
Stay on the line. Cool. We've got Roger Penske in studio. He's going to get all your information so that we're going to need your address and everything, and we'll mail you out that gift certificate.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for playing, man. Cool. That's unbelievable, man. 8,442 folks, huh?
That's what they said.
I bet you were a little bit in the weeds that night, huh?
Let's say we were on a three-hour wait in a restaurant. We actually... people were at the door, and our little hostesses kind of just stood out of the way and let them come. but we appreciate all the support, we hope everybody comes out again. We did get overwhelmed the first week. We'll be honest about it. People are on a three-hour wait, didn't want to wait that long, and toured the building like a couple people mentioned and stuff. We got a lot going on. We got a real NASCAR stock car sitting in the lobby. We got a junior dragster hanging from the wall. We've got, like I said, two bars. We've got the shop. You sit in the restaurant. There's a glass wall. You can watch the guys working on cars. We got a couple 32 Ford Vickies in there. We've got a Cobra replica being built.
32 Ford Vicky. Who's Vicky?
Crown Victoria, right?
Yeah.
Right on. Oh, yeah. Now I know what you're talking about. A Vicky. See, yeah. I don't know all the slang. But now I know when I'm feeling good, I'm going to say adequate, baby. Hey, you got any questions for him? You're kind of a gearhead, aren't you, Albert?
Well, no, I'm just enjoying this. No, I don't have any. I wish I had a 49 Merc to drive down there, but I don't.
We've got everything from we've got a Ford Ranchero in there that a grandfather's redoing for his kids, his grandkids. We've got, like I said, the old 32s. We've got bikes being built in the shop. We're going to start building semis. Believe it or not, people want to customize semis.
Do you think we could trick out my 011 Transit Connect?
No, we can do whatever you want.
That is wild. Well, hey, you mentioned that you've got like the NASCAR, you know, right there when you walk in, and you kind of told a story. Explain that, how there's when they race a car, they have three cars and how that all works. And also the one that you're building, custom building to put in the lobby.
Well, the NASCAR in the lobby is an actual running, ready-to-race NASCAR. It's the third M&M car. If the first two, you know, get in wrecks and are undrivable, they come take ours, and it goes on to the race track.
Now, how do you get a hold of one of those? I want to park something in my driveway.
Well, I saw the invoice for it, and if you have that much money, you can have one. I guess.
Now, he's got the M&M car. So, we'll give you the Snoop Dogg car.
So,
baby.
is he a partner in the racing team? The owner of the?
No, the owner has connections with all the race guys and stuff. We're actually going to have, there's things lined up. We're going to have the stock car teams when they're coming from Daytona up to Phoenix. They pass right by our building. They're going to stop and do meet and greets. We have RV spaces out in our parking lot that they can hook their rigs up to. Again,
full hookups.
Yeah, we're ready for
it. And RV park.
There you go. But we're our own water company. We're our own fire company. We're going to be generating our own power. We're our own sanitation district.
Are you getting your own zip code?
We're trying.
Wow.
Hey, we're running out of time. We only got about a minute left. Steve, it's been great fun having you on the show today. I think everybody really enjoyed it, especially Johnny. And I know I'm leaving here. I'm going to the game, and I'm feeling adequate. But one more time, how do they find out about your phone number, website, and where you at?
Well, our phone number is 202-0987. You can call us anytime. We're at 10500 East Old Vale Road, again, just off the I-10 Houghton exit. Big building, can't miss it. Neon red hot rods. We've got a great staff. We got a great kitchen crew. We got great management and a great owner. We're all waiting for you to come out. Everybody's happy, enthusiastic, waiting for you to come and see what's happening.
That's a great hat he's got too, man. I could have used one of those at Fuego, baby. Steve, thanks for being with us, man. Get out there, check it out. Chef Albert.
Listen, I promised I was going to give away one of these beer dinners. Why don't we take the third caller? And I know you guys are out there. We're going to take the third caller. We're going to give you
we'll just do it off the air.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
880-5678. That ends it. You'll catch Matt again next week on The Menu Live.